While it is true that many countries across the world are facing housing shortages, it's important to recognise that the severity of Ireland's is on a different level to others. That's the assessment of international property group Savills, which looked at housing supply in 9 countries. It found that the population here is growing by 4 people for every 1 new home built. On Morning Ireland, Enterprise, Trade and Employment Minister Peter Burke defended the government's record.
What we're doing now is we're building homes at record levels, but not also only homes, but building public infrastructure, new schools, third level institutes, and ensuring that we've better broadband in rural parts of Ireland than in the heart of Manhattan. We have transformed our economy into a modern digital economy, and we are delivering for people because, as I said, don't listen to politicians, judge the evidence. We're at record levels of home ownership now in this country again, and people can see the trajectory to getting the key of their first home now by the supports we've put in place.
A short time ago, speaking to reporters in Dublin, Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty said he disagreed with the minister's assessment.
Again, another report today showing that the home ownership is a serious issue and that we're not keeping in line with population growth. I heard Peter Burke today. He's obviously been watching a lot of Donald Trump over the last while because he's taken from his playbook. He claimed in Northern Ireland that we have record levels of home ownership. Home ownership under this government has been falling. That is a fact. And, you know, no kind of huffing and blustering in this. And the reports are saying very, very clearly what is happening here. The amount of homes that are being built is not of the magnitude or the scale that is required in relation to dealing with the crisis that we have.
Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson Piers Doherty, and we heard before that from Minister Peter Burke. John Ring is the Director of Research at Savills. He carried out this study and he's with us in studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You say that when it comes to the ratio between population growth on the one hand and new housing supply on the other, the situation in Ireland is by far the worst of the countries Savills surveyed. So where did you look and what did you look at there?
Yes, so we looked at a broad sample of 9 Western advanced economies across the world, so ranging from the United States to Canada to even Australia. And then within Europe, we looked at Spain, we looked at Sweden, we looked at Netherlands, and we looked at Germany. And really, it was just to uncover and benchmark Ireland's housing needs. That was where we were approaching it from. And what we discovered was that in Ireland, we were producing, the population is growing by about 3.8 people for every 1 residential unit. And that's between the years 2015 and 2023. So, you know, I think it's putting it in international context and how population is evolving is the crucial thing. If we look at other countries, we can see the UK, their figure is about 2.1 people per new residential unit. If you look at the United States, about 1.5. And then even Germany is a bit funny that it's actually producing more residential units than population. And so there's a number of reasons for that. And I think the one that really stands out to me, and I think the underlying point of the analysis is just to say, look, I think we're in a different position to other countries, especially in Europe. And that's really because of our natural population growth. So Ireland is having a population boom. All the different countries are seeing migration, etc. But we're having a population boom, which is about 20,000 people per annum from births over deaths. If we compare that, that's a ratio of about 0.4%, right? And if we compare that, say, for example, with Germany, they're the exact opposite. They're having 333,000 people die rather than be born. Mm-hmm. And over time, they're seeing negative 0.4%. So the mirror image of Ireland. So when we compare ourselves, say, for example, to Ireland and say, oh, look, this is what they do in the continent, this is what they do in Germany, etc. We need to replicate their housing models. I guess the point of the analysis is that we're facing a much more difficult situation and the answers aren't easy. And I think the government, to be fair, have made a lot of good progress in the last couple of years.
And we'll come back to that about you know, how we map the way forward here. But just to be clear about what you're saying essentially that while immigration has in part fueled Ireland's population growth, the country also has the highest natural population growth, that is births minus deaths.
Exactly. So in across Europe, they're seeing population declines. So you can see some countries looking at population declines above 40%. So Ireland is increasing. The specific breakdown for Ireland it's about 40% natural population increase and 60% migration over the time we looked at.
Let's talk about rents, another area you looked at in this survey. Again, Ireland is an outlier.
Yeah, exactly. So rents, we're an outlier for rents. So rents have grown faster than incomes, for example, and we would rank highest on the table for that. So look, it comes back to the amount of stock we're building. We need to build more stock of all types. But, you know, the analysis also looks at house purchases and what we've done there. So interesting, our analysis shows that if we look at house prices to income growth, we're actually middle of the table, despite, you know, having that undersupply of property. And why is that? That's because the central bank rules have protected us from the run-up in prices that we've seen in other countries such as Canada. They saw 80% real increase in house prices above disposable incomes. Holland saw also very high increases. Ireland is actually middle of the road, and that is down to the central bank rules. The converse side to that then is that the inflation and the supply problem is being funneled through the rental side. And that means we just need, look, we need more supply across all different unit types.
Right. So again, just to be clear about that and to move from one thing to another, you're saying that the situation as far as house prices are concerned would be worse if it wasn't for the central bank's lending rule. But the problem is that we also now have a situation where people who might in the past have been expected to buy a home, they're renting, and that's driving up prices.
Exactly, yeah. Look, they are designed to protect household stability, and I think they're achieving that. The central bank recently moved the ratio from for first-time buyers from 3.5 times income to 4 times in 2022. So they have adjusted it a bit, and that might be slightly behind some of the inflation we saw recently. But I think overall, it's a very prudent policy to have in place.
Now, you also say in your analysis that it's clear that a more aggressive approach to promoting new housing supply is warranted. But what?
Look, I think we could spend a lot of time on it. For me, the big one at the moment is the National Planning Framework. So that's under consultation. The review was published earlier this summer and comments are due in September. And it wasn't ambitious enough. We know there's not enough land zoned for housing, these targets. We need to make sure we're creating enough land to build our houses. We didn't see that in the revision. Basically, for example, in our analysis that we're just discussing now, we've seen annual population growth of 1.5%. In the NPF, we're looking at about 1%. So we're kind of baking in this policy that's going to run for the next 20 years. We know at the start this is going to lead to potential trouble. And look, even if these population projections are realistic and, you know, they've been arrived at, which you don't have a doubt that they are, it's more that there's the stretch factor if population growth is higher than expected, that within the NPF there's a flexibility that allows more land to be zoned and ultimately more units to be delivered, because basically we're looking at the amount of land and we're constraining ourselves rather than looking at the other way and saying we need to achieve this target, we're trying to cap supply. And it's a bit of it's like generals fighting the last war. You know, I think people might be still stuck in the 07, 08 and worried about overdevelopment. I think we're a long way from that and we need to switch focus to boosting supply.
We know that the government has been sending out pretty clear signals that the current housing targets will be revised. I think the housing minister has said the new target will probably be 50,000 homes a year. Would that be sufficient?
I think 50,000 is a good place to start. I mean, you could have a lot of different numbers. For example, if we looked at 50,000 based on about the 74,000 migration, which we saw over the study period, mm-hmm. that'd be about 1.5 people per unit. And that's not a bad ratio. I think if you had that for a few years, you would certainly see the position improve.
It would also mean, presumably, that Ireland's figures would be closer to the other countries you surveyed.
It would be moving there. I mean, if we look at the average, again, come back to our figures, it's about 19,000 per annum over that 2015 to 2023. Last year, it was about 30,000, so that's a 50% increase. But to get to the 50,000 from 33, you're going to have to grow by 50% again. And I think that's the issue where you run up against capacity constraints. So it's not an easy job, but I think we can get there with the right policies.
As you say, though, even if you set a new target, I mean, that doesn't mean that you're going to meet it. There are indications that even meeting this year's target is going to be a challenge.
Yeah, sure. I think this year's target probably will be met. But I think as you go forward, it probably will be, you know, to get to 30,000, it takes a certain amount of effort. the incremental effort from 30 to 50,000 is probably that bit harder. So I think, again, coming back to these population numbers, again, we can see the different ratio and the pressures on the system, and it just has to be, it just has to be aggressive enough, I think, to meet those goals.
John Ring, Director of Research at Savills, thank you for joining us on the News at One.